Start your day the two way, rubbish shoeing captain.
I made an observation this week on Sunday in Shemini Esra. Maybe I should be embarrassed to put it this way after davening Shemini Esra hundreds of times. I only just noticed this. Maybe you will always notice this. After the first three brachas in Shemini Esra, we start the brachas which are bakoshas. We're pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in various areas. The first bracha is Atochoyim Lom Das. We address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you. The bracha Borach Aleinu, we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the title Hashem Elokeinu. Parafeinu, we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word, with the Shem Havaya. There's two brachas we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir HaSecha and Slach Lonu Avinu. So I want to discuss today why we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the title Avinu by Slach Lonu. It says in Zohar Kodesh, Afal gab the kutshu berichu rochim leiledina. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice, as the pasuk writes, Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat. We make a brocha Shemini Esra, Melech oyev stoko mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice. Continues the Zohar, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's immense love for his children conquers and overrides his love of justice. We can bring out the Zohar Kodesh with a true story. There was a judge in America, a federal judge. He was a judge for 30 years. A very famous judge. His name is Judge Arthur Bernstein. If you want, you can check him out afterwards on various devices. He judged with tremendous accuracy, case after case for 30 years. He always kept the letter of the law and handed out punishments exactly within the parameters of the law. He made once a very famous statement. It is the only way society can exist. And one day, after 30 years, a case came before him, and the prosecution presented a very powerful case against the defendant. The defense crumbled, and the defendant was found guilty. Now, according to the letter of the law, the defendant would be required to sit in prison for 5 years in a maximum security prison. The courtroom was packed, and this Judge Arthur Bernstein, he sentenced this person to 1 month in a minimum security prison. And a gasp arose from the whole courtroom. This Justice Arthur Bernstein, who always upheld the rule of law and always gave punishments within the framework of the guidelines of the Justice Department, and suddenly he had sentenced someone to a month instead of 5 years. And as Judge Arthur Bernstein, after he sentenced him, he told the courtroom, I want to explain to you what happened here. Although I love justice, and I devoted my entire life to upholding the exact letter of the law, and then came the bombshell, this defendant, although he's got a different name, is my son. And I love my son even more than I love justice. It's a true story. Does not the Zohar Kodesh, if you're allowed to bring out the Zohar Kodesh from a story of a federal judge, in Zohar Kodesh states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice. but his love for his children overrides his love for justice. And the Slonimer writes, when we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a father, we're bypassing the Department of Justice. I start off with a question, why in Shemona Esra each bracha we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently? Atochoy lom das refeinu Hashem b'nei rafei baruch aleinu Hashem elekeinu. When it comes to slachlonu tzovinu, that's the best way to address HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy upon us and forgive us for our avers. We're going to say next week many times Hayom Haras Olam, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in kibonim in kavodim. There's two tracks. Im kavonim rachminu rachim avalbonim. It bypasses the justice system. Im kavodim einein lechos enuyois. We're hoping for the best. Apshat choneinu v'soitzi koshim. Mishpoteinu. We're talking about mishpot and justice. As this concept is brought out in the story of the Gemara in Tarnis. Very famous Gemara. There was a drought, a serious drought for a few years in Eretz Yisrael. The mice in those days, everything, the economy and everything revolved around the produce the land produced, and when it didn't rain, this was the serious recession. The economy collapsed and times were very difficult. So to Gemara, Rebbe Lezer came before the Teva and he davened 24 brachas. Nothing happened. Yorad Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva approached the Teva for Omar Avinu Malkeinu Eilonu Melech Ra'ata, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, it started raining. Famous story in the Gemara and Tainis. We understand if it didn't rain, the pshat was averus. We say in Krishma every day, for Asar Asa Shemayim, when it's averus, it doesn't rain. In Shemayim, if they stop the rain, it means the vachatoim. That means according to the rules of justice, according to the law, and the system HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in place, it's not supposed to rain. There's been chatoim. But we see something very interesting. Rabbi Akiva said, Avinu Malkeinu, it started raining. Sorry. We see from here two things. Number one, even when we've sinned and sinned badly that it doesn't rain, we're still considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara Kedushin says, Rameh Oimer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Atem Kurim Bonim. We never lose the title, we're never called anything else but Bonim. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We see another point which we're speaking about here, that even though according to the rules of justice, according to the heavenly department of justice, it was not supposed to rain, but Rabbi Lezer tried very hard to get it to rain, it didn't work. But when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the feelings that we're a son, it's a completely different matter. We have a very good example of such an idea. The President of the United States could be in all countries, I think in other countries it works exactly the same. The President of the United States is able to issue presidential pardons whenever he wishes. And always before the outgoing president leaves office, he usually does many presidential pardons. Sorry.
speaking too much. Sorry.
The President of America can give a presidential pardon. It makes no difference what crime the person has been convicted with. He could be 100% guilty and can be sentenced to a life sentence. The President's got a koyach to pardon any prisoner in America. We've got to look lahavdil by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's oyev mishpat. He loves justice. But there's a route through which we can bypass the Department of Justice, and that is by looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a father and feeling like a son. Rebbe Lezer, he tried to get it to rain to the Department of Justice. It didn't work. He tried. Rebbe Akiva did not try to overturn the ruling through an appeal through the Department of Justice. Now he ran to the highest authority, the President of all Presidents, King of all Kings, and he addressed HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a father. And that changed the whole din, and it rained immediately. Of course, a tzaddik, a great person, he can go to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and do battle within the system of justice. But most people maybe can't win in the strict courtroom of divine justice. We say many times in Rosh Hashanah and Pizmoinim, how is it possible? So what should we do? Should we give up? Someone said to me, I'm anyhow going to get them, what's the difference? That's what people sometimes feel, and Bamis, we're much better than we think we are. That's precious. But we got here an Eitzah from Rabbi Akiva, the Tanna Rabbi Akiva. He shows a new path to victory in the heavenly court. If we approach the bench with the emotional title of Daddy, and that means if we want to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of special mercy, we've got to address the Rebbeinu Shleim with Avinu Malkeinu. You know, I always, when I've said Avinu Malkeinu in the past, we put always the stress on the second part of the sentence. That's what I always felt. And we scream and shout, we put our efforts into the last part of the sentence. And after looking into this and bringing out this point, really the same emphasis, and maybe even a stronger emphasis, should be placed in the first word, Avinu. Because that is the key. That is the key. I'm not speaking here just a nice, interesting idea, bring out from the Zoya a nice point. This is something we can all take with us into Rosh Hashanah. We're approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we'd approach a father. The Slonim Rebbe writes, how do we do this, and how do we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us like a child? So we've got to increase our belief that we are a child. We'll increase that belief. When we internalize that belief, we're a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe not like we were brought up. Maybe that's how I, going through our chinuch systems, sort of viewed HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a judge, like a parking attendant looking to give out tickets. That was the way I grew up. That was the messages I must have received. We're going to change that concept and look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a father. Not like a judge. Not like an angry being. But like a father who loves us and wants us to have a good life and wants to maximize the crop for Olam HaBa and for the future community. You look in Svarim HaKadoshim, it says that when we're less worthy, HaKadosh has greater love to us and greater mercy. Because HaKadosh realizes, I've got to help this fellow. Who else is going to help him? This person who's behaved badly, he needs more rachmim because he won't be able to survive otherwise. We always hear in recent years HaKadosh loves us, and we often hear it compared to the way a parent loves a child. That's HaKadosh loves us, or more than a parent loves a child. But this really understates the concept. We say HaKadosh loves us more than any person loves us. We're thinking in human terms. It's really insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal give a moshel of two peasants, two paupers, who are discussing the wealth of the king. Chazal say one pauper said, he's definitely got 100 silver coins. Ah, rubbish. He's got 100 gold coins. These simpletons insulting the king. The king is vastly wealthier than they can even imagine. He's got diamonds, pearls, storehouses full of gold. Any way to paint HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the human terms is really unrealistic, it's an insult. We cannot fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to us. We're going to accept this and know this and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with understanding He loves us and feel the loved being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that way we evoke the hug of an av to a child. It's Slach Lono Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu. And that can bring about gewaltige, gewaltige rachmim, which can bypass the Justice Department and make it completely different to what we inscribe for in the coming year. That's what Shmuel wants from us. Then as we can look at the Yom Leroyim, about we have to have a pachat adin, we speak about rachmim. Chazal tell us we're pushing off, we're gaining time, we're not going to get the justice in one go. Various in yonim of rachmim, but everything has to be accounted for. But we're trying to arouse rachmim, or to be dealt with in ways which are less harsh. But that is the mindset we're supposed to enter the Yom HaNeroim. It's so gewaltig. You look in Rashi, you look in the Mishnah in Tainis, B'yom Chasunos, B'yom Simchas Liboy. So Rashi says there, what's B'yom Chasunos is Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. The Baal HaTanya writes that Ne'ila, if Yom Kippur is like a Chasna, we're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ne'ila, he writes, is a type of Yichud. Akshpol's just with Klal Yisrael alone. And someone's added, Sukkos is the Shabbat Brachas. Someone's mentioned to me here, the minimum Sukkah is two walls and a bit. And that is the shape of an arm, an embracing arm. So we're going to enter the Yom HaNeroim. We're approaching our Father. And really the difficulty we find in davening is because we don't look at tefillah as speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to our Father. Nowadays you have all different sforim which have so much explanation in the words of tefillah, and people get so involved sometimes in understanding the word and the deep meaning in each word. That's not how you speak to someone. That can be done before Yom Tov. Tefillah is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we've spoken today, it means speaking to our Father. Like a child would address his father, please, Daddy, help me, save me, show me compassion. That is the attitude and the way we're supposed to be davening. In Kfar Chassidim, Rabbi Lapin was the mashkiach of the yeshiva. And once a number of secular people were passing this building, they were davening inside. And they wondered what's going on inside. So one of them went inside. And he came up and told his friends, inside everybody's davening. There's one person in the front who looks like he's speaking to someone. That was Rav Elia. Later became a Baal Tshuva, as he said in the story. We're going to daven to Akshpohu, davening like a child davens to a father. Finish off with a story I said a few years ago, but I think it's a beautiful story. And it's a story which has got a tremendous message. In Yerushalayim, there was a family. Whenever the mother was nifta, he left a bunch of Yisraelim. The oldest girl was 16, and she looked after all the children in the best way she could. There was a little girl in the family, although she was so young, she was 6, but she, and some of the children of that age feel they deserve everything, they're not maketoiv, but she had beautiful midas. She appreciated very much how this older sister got her ready for school in the morning, looked after her, literally gave her life over for these children. Now after 2 years, she felt she got to do something for her older sister. I think at the time she was 8 years old, and she had slowly saved up a few shkolim here and there. You know, she got a little bit of pocket money, maybe she helped somewhere. She had a bag of coins, and she went to Meir Shearim. She entered a shop, sold jewelry. She started looking around. The shopkeeper saw a little girl looking around, says, "Can I help you?" "I'm looking for bracelets." She showed her the various bracelets. There's one bracelet she thought was really nice. And she asked, "How much does it cost?" So the Yid said to this girl, "Who are you buying it for?" So the girl told the whole story. So let's see how much money I've got. She takes the bag and she empties it on the counter. They start counting up the shkolim. Half a shekel, 1 shekel, 5 shekel, 20 agarot, half a shekel, a shekel. They make piles. They count it one by one. After a few minutes, the price is 160 shekel. She's looking up with eyes. "Is it enough?" "It's exactly right." He took the bracelet, wrapped it, gift wrapped it, put a ribbon on, gave it to the little girl. She got a card, and she wrote a beautiful card to her sister. The next morning she gave the present to her sister before she went to school. Sister was very touched, very emotional, so sweet. She's giving her a present with a beautiful card. She opened the box, saw a beautiful bracelet. She couldn't understand. It looked real. What's going on here? Where'd she get money to buy this beautiful bracelet? She saw where it was bought from. She went to the shop in Meir Shearim after she'd gone to school. She came in the shop. She asked the owner, "Did the little girl come in here yesterday to buy a bracelet?" I said, "Yes." And she took out, "Was this a, yes, that was a bracelet." She came very nervous. She said, "Did she pay for it?" "Yes, she paid for it in full." "She paid for it in full? How much did it cost?" So the shopkeeper didn't want to answer. He said, "First, no, she paid for it, don't worry, it's fine." But she pressed the shopkeeper. She said, "Yes, it cost a few thousand shekel." She started getting nervous and sweating. "What's going on? Where'd she get a few thousand shekel? Did she pinch the money? What's going on here? What happened?" So the shopkeeper says, "She paid for it in full, don't worry." But she said, "How could she?" "She paid for it with her heart." Well, a beautiful story, a true story. The story's got a gewaltige message for us. We come, Yom Neroim, and we feel somewhat, what have we got to show for our efforts? We've got loose change. How can we get to where we're supposed to get in Yom Neroim? We could have done so much better, and we feel we're coming with a bag of loose change. We haven't got what to show for our efforts of the past year. I think what we're speaking about today, we can connect it again to the story. Firstly, if we put our heart into it. If we put our heart into it, it's got a different value. Akshpoch will say, "Right, you've come with full payment. We spoke today another Nakuda, that if we come along and we feel lacking, ain't bon amas, how many good deeds we got? We could have done so much better in the past year. We come to Akshpohu, I say, actually, please, Daddy, please, have rachmanus. There's so many challenges and hurdles in life. I've tried. I hope to do better. Think of that story with a father and son. Child comes, I haven't paid properly, but please, give me another chance. I beg you, it'll be better. That's Ma'ira Gavaldiga Rachmim from the father. And that is how we're going to try. As Solomon writes, if we work on ourselves to feel like a child, that's Ma'ira the Gavaldiga Rachmim, like a father has to a child, is far, far beyond our comprehension. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah.